Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
The evidence of a fruitful life. We need evidence of a fruitful life. We know that the Word of God is a seed. We know that when we speak, it goes out. Every word that leaves our mouth, it's as a cord. And it's being picked up by some spirit.
Yes.
So if we're speaking in alignment with the Word of God, we have angelic help working to bring forth full manifestation of the Word, working together with the power of God, with the Holy Spirit. And then when we're out speaking death upon situations and we're speaking negatively, there's a whole spiritual force that is also going and grabbing those words and bringing them to pass. So where does that come from? That comes from Psalm chapter 19, verse 4. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. So when we speak the words, when they're released from our mouth, think of them as being picked up by a spirit, picked up by a force in order for them to come to pass. In the book of Job, it tells us that when we declare a thing, that it's established for us, and then light shines on our ways to be able to do it. So if we are plotting something good and we're speaking of it as being established, God will show us how to do it. When we're plotting something bad and we're speaking of it, the enemy will show us exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
Think about that. People plot evil and they have a strategic plan to carry out their evil. They're helped, they're influenced by the enemy. People speak good, and then God gives them a strategic plan to be able to carry that out. And our helper is good. It's the Spirit of God that helps us. But there's opposing forces in the world. So when we're speaking things, they're being picked up. So what camp is meeting to discuss the plan that we just said? Which camp is helping us out? Makes us think about what we're really talking about. And the Bible says that we're going to be judged for the words that come out of our mouth. So when we're speaking evil, there's an evil table that's set, and evil is making a plan for that to come to pass. They're making sure that happens. When we're speaking good, there's a table that's set of the Spirit of God that's coming together to carry out that word. So let's be cautious of what we are speaking, the word seed that we're allowing to leave our mouth. Let's not curse the things that God has already blessed with the words that come out of our mouth.
So the Word of God is the Word of God. It is active. It is, we says it some weeks ago on the teaching here. We said the Word of God is active. It's work by faith. The Word of God works by faith. It doesn't work by fear. It works by faith. And then we give a definition for faith, that faith is a living force drawn from the Word of God. And it will produce the proof of what that word says. So, in order for us to see the end of our expectation, we have to put our complete faith, trust, hope, whatever you want to call it, word you find for it, in that God's word. Because that's what's going to take you along. And we talk about, give you the illustration on Monday. That's what's going to take you along that bridge, over that bridge. Of life. The only thing that will take you over the bridge of life, over troubled water. Some says they're like a bridge over what? Troubled water. Yeah. The only thing that's going to take you over there is the word of God. Mm-hmm. There is life in the word. There is power in the word. There's deliverance in the word. There's victory in the word. There's peace in the word. I can go on and on and on in the word of God. So we're here and make your day count. And if you listen to our program any number of days, we have one message, that the word is the key. It's the master key. And it is operate by faith. The word is the master key to open up any door in life, but it's only operate by faith. And so you have to tune in and go back to the archive of our teaching, Make Your Day Count, because there's a tremendous teaching in there. If you can go back to those archive and listen to them, because faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So it will build your confidence, your faith, your trust in God's word as you go over the teaching here and make your day count. And Diana opened by saying, when you make your day count, you make your life work. See, when you make your day count, you make your life work. Can make your life work if you're not making your day count. So each day that you get, we are here to tell you that God's word work. It work. And it only work for those who what? Work it. Yes.
In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So how do we know that God is with us when we have a word for our situation? Yeah. Why do we say that? Because John chapter 1, verse 1 tells us, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So if I have the word, then I have God with me, and all things then become possible. So, you know, sometimes when we say, oh, well, what's the word? You need a word for it. It seems like a little bit out there. Like, well, what are you talking about? It means find the place where it is written in the word of God. Find a scripture pertaining to your expectation, that which you see, your desired outcome, and then continue to meditate on that scripture. What does it mean to meditate on a scripture? It means to read it, declare it, and declare it, think of it, from different angles, continue to meditate it. The Bible says day and night. And when we do that, we make our way prosperous when we're meditating on the word. And we know how to do that, to meditate on different words and different ideas, because it's a part of our everyday life. If you're at the store and you see something you like, but maybe you don't have the money to buy it yet, and it starts to consume your mind, you're thinking about, you know, maybe it's an outfit and you're meditating on it. You're thinking of all these different angles, all these different places where you would want to wear that outfit. You're thinking about different ways to save up the money to be able to get it. You're meditating on it. You're meditating on the outfit, and you're looking at it from different, so you're looking at it circumspectly from different angles and such. So the same with the word of God. As we're speaking the word of God out of our mouth, allowing it to cycle back through our own ear, God will begin to give us a picture and an expectation of how that word is going to work in the situation. And then we have to hold the word. So when opposition comes, these four little words, which we introduced yesterday, some of them being, you know, next. Sometimes what God tells us to do something and we say, well, I'll do that next. First, I got to do this, this, and this, and this. But he's telling us to do that now. You know, because God's system, it's on a different timeline than the systems of the world. So maybe the system of the world says, well, you got to check box A, B, and C, and God is directing you to go straight to step D, to do it now. Yes. And we're not. We're saying, well, no, first I need to do this, and then I need to do that. And once this happens, then I'll do that. But God is urging us to do it now, because in the doing it of now, time is being redeemed. The Bible says that wisdom redeems time. And there's two types of wisdom that the book of James teaches us about. Wisdom from above, which is of God, and then there's earthly sensual wisdom of the earth. So when we're operating in God's wisdom and wisdom from above, it redeems time.
Yes.
It causes us to be able to surpass, to be elevated past just the mere wisdom of the earth. So we have to be ready to step into opportunities that God takes us. You know, preparation and opportunity, when they come together, they bring forth elevation. When we are prepared, the opportunity comes, then we could advance. If we're not prepared and the opportunity comes, we can't move forward. If we're prepared, and no opportunity comes, we can't move forward. Both things have to come together in order for us to advance. Another one of the four-letter words sometimes that we like to use is, well, I'm done. I did what God said. Maybe it worked. Maybe it didn't work. But I don't feel like doing it again. either we're basking in the glory of the former, or we're just, you know, sick and tired. We're done. We're not doing it. You know, a lot of times our last victory remains our last victory because we're not stepping out in the newness of faith, in the newness of the assignment, the vision that God has given us to continue to move forward. You know, don't let your last victory be your last victory. Don't let the only testimony you have be from 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Every time somebody says, does anyone have a testimony? You know, you're telling the same testimony from 20 years ago. Well, what's God doing today in the nowness? Let's not let our last victory be our last victory. We have to be holding on according to the word of God, bringing into fruition the expectation.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, Diana just gave a beautiful guide on what to do with faith, but sometimes we have a hard time believing. And why do we have a hard time with faith? It's because it's not tangible. We can't feel it. We cannot touch it. So we have to work it. We have to look at God's word, and we have to do what she said and just consume. Every time we get these things that come against us, like, it's too late and I don't have the time and we can't do this and all that. These are all things that are making us go down, and we need to have that faith, that living force. And we need to look to the word of God, and you could, and just constantly, as soon as a negative thought comes into your head, replace it with the word of God. And eventually you'll come to see into fruition that what you prayed for did happen. And that'll build your faith. You'll say, well, if it worked then, why can't it work now? And it'll build your faith. So sometimes we don't need to be able to touch something to believe it. We can believe it because we see what happens in our life. Mm-hmm. So you got some beautiful instruction here. And I hope you are enjoying listening to us teach you about faith and how to survive in this life that God gave us. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.